Hello, welcome everybody. This is Steven. And I'm Steve. And we're Anime Train. Well, it's been about a month since our last podcast, so I really think the, we're kind of us. There's little chance of having a weekly or bi-weekly podcast. Well, you know,
we're undependable.
Yeah, what can I say? Anyway, I hope everyone's having a good summer. The first thing I just want to say was that, you know, last time we talked a little bit about our trip to China, and I just want to add one thing. You know, we got counterfeit bills when we were over there.
Yeah.
We got a 100 yuan note and a 20 yuan note that was counterfeit. And, I mean, I had heard about this problem before, but I didn't really think anything of it. And when I got the bills, and I know I got the 20 from a taxi driver, I'm kind of wondering if I got the 100 bill from a hotel.
Yeah,
but it could have been the taxi driver for both of them. 120 yuan is about, I don't know, I guess $15. I mean, it's not like it killed us that we lost that much money, but I was just embarrassed because
I didn't want them to think that we're trying to cheat them, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, I felt like I didn't want them to look at me and think that I was some kind of crook, but you know, they're used to it, I guess. You know, when I handed the 100 yuan note to the hotel person in Guangzhou, she looked at it like for 3 seconds, and she just gave it right back to me and said, "This is no good." I mean, she knew immediately.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just embarrassed, but you know, they didn't take it personally, or they didn't think that we were crooks or anything. Mm-hmm. I guess they're just so used to having these notes, circulated, these counterfeits, and. And it's funny because just recently I was reading about how North Korea is producing these super notes for $100 U.S. bills, and I'm just wondering if you know they're really in wide circulation, and that would be terrible on the U.S. economy if it gets to that point, if we're flooded with these super notes from North Korea. Anyway, that I just wanted to remark on the experience we had with the counterfeits. They were pretty good quality.
It took a while for me to recognize them.
Yeah, I mean, once you know what to look for, it's obvious. But so that's a word of advice. If you're going over to China, especially in the south, I don't think we had too much of a problem in the north. In the south, you got to watch out. Look at your bills, and you know they're not going to be. And, you know, vendors aren't going to be offended if, you know, they look at you looking at your bills, because no. They all do it. You know, yeah. You just got to protect yourself.
Okay. What I want to talk about now is something that I mentioned that we were going to talk about from last time. And that was Amy Mann's song, Going Through the Motions. It's from her CD, The Forgotten Arm. She also performs this in her live DVD, live at some warehouse. I can't remember. But I remember Amy Mann from Till Tuesday, and I think that's where most people remember her from. And I remember that, they had the big hit Voices Carry, and I thought she was saying It's So Scary rather than Voices Carry. Didn't you?
No.
I guess maybe it's just me. But it's funny because, you know, and I thought, you know, yeah, they're a pretty good group, but I didn't really think, you know, that much of them. But she's certainly grown as a songwriter, you can see, you know, follow that the evolution in her songwriting in her CDs. I guess it's kind of the same as when John Cougar first came out. And I liked his stuff, but I didn't really think that much of it. And it turned out he's a very good songwriter, and some people's careers just kind of grow like that, and some other people's career. You know, the longer they stay in the game, their skills dissipate. But not so with Amy Mann, because I think she's getting better and better all the time. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to talk about Going Through the Motions, because, you know, I really love this song. It's really catchy, and it's got this really driving melody to it. And it's in the key of B. And actually,
Steve is going to demonstrate this, although I think how Amy plays this, she plays bar chords. Steve, you're going to... Yeah, I'm going to play it as if it's a key of A.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know...
Yeah, it's just easier this way. Plus, you're not going to use the capo, right?
No, I am.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about it as if it's in the key of A, but it's really in the key of B. Okay, why I really like this song is that... you know, when you like, if you came up to me and said, "Hey, Steven, write a song in the key of A," you know, this is what I would do because I'm not creative, I'm not a brilliant guy or anything, and I think a song in the key of A, I'm going to use A, D, and E, the 1, 4, and 5 chords, and that just comes to me automatically. You know, and those chords, especially. The E chord has a distinctive sound, and it drives you towards a certain way in your song. But the cool thing about this song by Amy Mann is that she concentrates on the minor key, the minor chords, F sharp minor and B minor, and she never hits the E chord, never. So it never takes on that distinctive sound of the E chord, and that's what really distinguishes this song. And Steve, why don't you go ahead and get the guitar, and because it starts out with F sharp minor, B minor, F sharp minor, and resolves to D. Then A, F sharp minor, B minor, F sharp minor, and D again. And you know you can really hear the tension that builds up when she's switching back and forth from. The B minor and F sharp minor. Okay, let me start off this drum loop, and Steve, you can come in whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Something isn't right. I don't know how I know, but baby, it's in spite your dog and pony show. Baby, with your engines humming, you're just going through the motions, baby. Going through the motions, baby.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for that guitar playing. The thing I wanted to point out was that in her chorus, you know, again, a stupid, stinky, non-creative songwriter like me would have doubled up the lines, "You're only going through the motions, baby," immediately. But what Amy Mann does is that she adds the line in between, "With your engines humming," and instead of, you know, having F sharp minor, then D and A, brings in a line, "With your engines humming," play to B minor, D and A. Then she goes back to the chorus line, F sharp minor, D, A, F sharp minor, DA, doubling up on the going through the motions, baby. And what that does is that extends the tension. It's such a beautiful little trick. And the whole song is like that. You've got this driving melody with a lot of tension caused by the shifting back and forth between the two minor chords, B minor and F sharp minor, before it's resolved to D. And it's, you know, they're simple chords. There's nothing complicated about that. But the fact that she picks this key and eliminates that dominant chord, the number 5 chord, it changes the sound of that key. And it's just something that, you know, as a songwriter, I'm always thinking about trying to, you know, write songs and use chords that are not what you expect. You know, if my first thought is, if I'm going to write a song in the key of A, is to use, you know, A, D, and E, the stand A, D, and E, the 1, 4, and 5. And actually, if you go into, you look at our past songs, you will see a lot of our songs. You know, I try to do things like start off not with the one chord, you know, but start off somewhere else, just to try to change the song, the sound of the key a little bit. Well, anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about, Amy Mann's Going Through the Motions, because it's a really great song. Go ahead and check it out. You should either get her CD, The Forgotten Arm, or you could buy the track off of iTunes or whatever your favorite electronic store is.
Did you download?
And I think that's about... is that Steve?
No. Remember, I had the thing.
Oh, okay.
We talked about before.
Steve wanted to... Steve, you wanted to sing a little bit of your ode to Rush Limbaugh, was it?
Yep.
Okay. We'll end it on that note. Anyway, see you next time, probably a month, seeing how it takes us that long to put out a podcast. But at any rate, here's Steve giving us a couple of bars of his ode to Rush Limbaugh. And see you next time. Bye.
Rush, I know you need a vacation. You're going down to the Caribbean Islands. I guess you wanna have some sex with a prostitute. One word of advice: don't forget your boner pills. Don't forget your boner pills, Rush Limbaugh. Don't forget your boner pills. I know you have some problems getting your penis hard, so don't forget your boner pills. Don't forget your boner pills. Don't forget your boner pills, don't forget your boner pills, Rush. Don't forget your boner pills, Rush Limbaugh, because you need boner pills to get your penis hard.